the owner, the governor of the Carolina Hurricanes, Mr. Tom Dundon, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. You've been here a lot over the last several weeks and months. This has to be a particularly exciting for you, the team that you have on the ice and the feeling in the stands and in the parking lots. Do you get jazzed by that?
How you doing, Adam?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, yeah, you're,
no,
you're right.
I get nervous.
You're right.
I just get nervous. So I wish I was excited. I would be better.
What are you nervous about?
I hate the idea of losing or anybody getting hurt or I don't know. Just even the possibility makes me scared.
See, I think that's more excitement. I don't think that's nerves. We don't want anything bad to happen. So I think that's more excitement than
nerves. Yes, then I'm excited for sure. Very excited.
All right, let's talk real quick because I have a bunch of things I want to get to. So you've obviously, I want to talk about the deal that you struck with the Centennial Authority and all that goes into it. We would love to have a sports book up and running today. We can't legally do that until after the first of the year. We hope to have that maybe by February, hopefully by March, and March Madness and all of that, and the Stanley Cup. But what do you make of the fact that you're the betting favorites?
Oh, to win the Cup?
Yeah. What do you make of that?
I think it's better than not having a good team, but I don't know how much, obviously, even when you're favorites in hockey, it's 10-15%, which I don't think any of us love. When your odds are 10-15%, that seems hard. But yeah, I mean, the fact that we're one of the better teams, or you think we're one of the better teams, is that's the plan, right?
Right.
And I thought we were one of the better teams last year and didn't go so good, so we'll have to see.
I mean, got to the Final Four, could have won any one of those four games, could have easily won the first one, and who knows what the series is like after that. Tom Dundon, the owner, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, Canes and the Ottawa Senators tonight. So now to the nuts and bolts of what your plans are for the area. I know the sports, you want to get that sports book up and running, but for the development of that area, what is the first thing that you want to see?
Right now we're trying to make sure we have a good plan for the ingress and egress and the parking and the tailgating and mm-hmm. just thinking about the program, right? Like, how do we make sure that it's easier to get in and out of here the more stuff we put, and, working with the state and figuring out where the roads go. And because I don't think we want to build anything unless we think it gets easier, not harder to get here. So that's most of what you're thinking about today. But then if, assuming you can solve the parking and the traffic, which looks really good, I'm very optimistic on that part. Then it's making sure whatever the first phase is enough density where you've got enough restaurants and things to do, that whatever you put in, to start, is enough. You don't want to do too much. You don't mm-hmm. want to do not enough. So that's the sort of hard part about it.
Do you have a model? Do you have something that you are modeling in your brain based on you have gone to different arenas or stadiums and the way they do it around their facilities? Do you have a model?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Braves did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of people that have done a good job, and then there's a few that it took longer to get going. So you just don't want to go through that adjustment period. I think like in LA, it took a while for people to get used to going, and they had to tweak some things. So yeah, it's hard because every market's different, right? And every consumer is different, and we're not the same as other places. And so you can learn things. But, something that works one place doesn't work in another place. It's probably not too different than restaurants, right? There'll be a mm-hmm. restaurant was so popular in one city and another city doesn't make it. And so there's a little more art probably than science, unfortunately, for this.
Tom Dundon is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, now to the to this team. But I want to go bigger picture than just the construction of this team for now. And I'm not meaning to put anybody else down here, but you and David Tepper essentially became majority owners of these two, your franchise and the Panthers, at about the same time. It has not gone well for him. You are hands-on. Nobody will deny that. And you, I don't think you'll deny that you are involved in day-to-day decisions, maybe not to the degree that some people think, but you're a hands-on owner. Why has it worked here? And the you don't have to talk about why the Panthers are struggling. Why has it been successful for you here? Because every year has been better.
Look, I mean, I think we talked about it, right? Mm-hmm. We were very fortunate that Rod was here, and he won't see it this way, but he talked me into hiring him. And everybody told me that was a good idea, but yep. How can I really know? And so that was pretty fortunate that he was here and we got that deal done. And I think that's probably, you know, that on top of, look, you have Aho was here and Slavin was here, and then you get Svetch and Pesci, and you had young, good people here. And then, you know, I think Tolsky's really smart and Don mm-hmm. does a good job. And when you put together that whole package, we're able to make a lot of good decisions and avoid the bad decisions. And I think it's more about avoiding all the bad decisions, which allows you the opportunity to make good decisions when they come up. But, you know, having said that, you know, Tepper's very smart.
Yeah.
And it's way more complicated what they're trying to do. And, you know, one or two things change and it's a different narrative for, you know, for both franchises. And, you know, I think part of it is some good fortune too. And, my guess is they'll figure it out.
Right. No. I mean, there is good luck involved, right? I mean, when Tepper took over, Cam Newton he wasn't healthy. I guess he was healthy because he was healthy in 2018, and then he wasn't. And then when you have a player as good and as dynamic as that and he gets hurt, we saw what happened when Andrei Svechnikov got hurt last year. It definitely maybe didn't impact the team right away, but there were moments, big moments, when obviously having 37 on the ice would have been a bigger deal. Here's the way I look at it, and I want you to address this. I think you had a plan, and you stuck to it. You had the self-discipline to stick to a plan. There weren't changes all the time. There were changes to the roster, but not changes to your long-term plan. And you and I have disagreed on, well, you should have done this, you should have added this, you should have added that. But you've always looked down the road as much as looking at today, right?
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Yeah, look, we're fortunate because, you know, the coach always wants a certain thing. And Rod's no different, and he wants a certain thing, and he wants it now because you got to win that game today. And then we all have to look at make sure we don't trade one win today for two tomorrow. And that's just about the relationship and the communication. And we're very fortunate. Like I say, we haven't made that big mistake that we had to start chasing and then paying for it. And then next thing you know, no one knows how you got there. And yeah, I'm willing to do the harder thing or the less popular thing to make sure that every year we're having a conversation like this about we've got a really good chance. And some people don't agree with that. You know, some people mm-hmm. think you should mortgage the future for today. And, you know, I've talked to this. I didn't start with any money, so I've been saving money or trying to, you know, accumulate good things. You know, that's just in my DNA. And I look at this the same as I know I'm going to want to win next year and 5 years from now. And we're trying to make sure that that's the plan, but it's hard sometimes, right? Sometimes mm-hmm. you get emotional and you want to do something different. And I'm better at not doing that than most, I think.
Tom Dundon, that's the biggest difference is that I'm not talking about the two people here, not talking about you versus David Tepper, but I think because of the structure that you guys have built, the foundation you've built, you have been able to remain the self-discipline you guys have shown has been tremendous. And again, you and I have disagreed. I thought you should, the crazy pandemic central, I thought you guys should have added, another piece or two. The following year, I thought you should have added somebody more than Max Domi. Last year, I thought there was always something more that you could do, but this is where we are. Guess who's right and who's wrong? Tom Dundon is joining us here. Before I ask that question, you don't even know what question I was going to ask you. When does the head coach's contract get done? Can we get that done today?
Sure, whenever he wants. It's up to him.
Is it?
I keep telling you.
Is it really up to him? Come on, it's not up to him.
Yes, it is. It's all up to him. Don't let him fool you. I'm smart enough to know that. Give me that. We might disagree on some stuff, but
right?
I'm smart enough to know that. Yeah, well, that's not a problem.
Not a problem at all.
Not a problem.
I mean, maybe I don't know Rod as well as I think. Is he demanding? Is he asking for the moon?
Rod wants to be treated fair, and I'm going to treat him fair. And you know, if I didn't, Rod doesn't need the job, as you know. And
right.
So, but no, I don't think it's. It's of all the things I'm worried about in the world, that is not on the list.
So fair to me as the best coach in the league, albeit without a Stanley Cup, so we knock it down a little bit, as one of the top five coaches in the league, that's where Rod goes. So we just hammered that out. So we'll look for the announcement of Rod Brindamore's contract extension going forward. Tom Dundon, the owner, governor of the Carolina Hurricanes. What have you learned about being an owner, about running a professional team over the last 5 or so years?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's just such a different environment now, right? When you first got here, you were trying to change the brand mm-hmm. and make people care and, you know, create something we could all be proud of. And now I think hopefully everybody's proud of what we have. And now you're just managing the expectations / disappointments because there's, you know, one outcome. There's only one outcome there's no kind of we're growing, we're building, mm-hmm. you're sort of in it. So I think that's the hardest part is dealing with how do you, it's hard to get much better as we talked about.
Right.
So it's like, how do you maintain it when there's a salary cap and players get older, right? So your mm-hmm. players get older and potentially more expensive, but their production as they're getting more expensive actually usually declines. So that's the big balance, right? To stay as good as you are in a salary cap environment with players that are really good, but potentially get older, and how do you either replace them or keep them at a price where they're still valuable to helping you achieve your goal. And it's way harder now. When I got here, they had $25 million of cap space. You know? Now it's everything's complicated, and it's fun, but it's also a little harder, much harder.
Are the games fun for you? We're going to have to end it here, but are the games fun for you? Because I know you have all these nerves and you're scared But are the games fun?
The ones we win are fun.
Oh, man.
Sometimes. I have never been to a fun one that we didn't win, so I don't know how to answer that. The good thing is we win a lot.
You certainly have. 113 points last year, three shy of the franchise record set the year before. Tom Dundon, owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, appreciate your time. I have a lot more questions that we'll have to set aside for another time, but I appreciate it, and I'll see you at the arena later.
All right, bud. Thanks, Adam.
You got it.
Bye.
Tom Dundon here on the Adam Gold Show. We're going to get the Rod Brindamore contract done. He agrees. It's all up to Rod. I'll tell that to Rod.
Yes, I'm excited for it.
I'll tell that to Rod because he will appreciate that I have done all the heavy lifting for him.
You might think running is simple and self-explanatory, but improper form can cause injury and make it more difficult for you to achieve your fitness goals. Learn to Run will teach you how to run like a pro. The Learn to Run Club allows you access to exclusive Rundamentals courses and tests, strength and mobility exercises, race training plans, and so much more. All provided by a board-certified doctor of physical therapy. Learn more at L2R101.com and get started today.